It's a Thursday staple. We've grown to love it and look forward to it, even if we're not sure what it means. It's KT's Cowboys Dolphins Red Band Trailer.
Thank you very much, Skin. A lot to look forward to. And we're not going to spend as much time talking about the ins and outs of the Dolphins because, hey, they suck.
They do.
Historically, one of the worst teams in the NFL if this continues. In fact, maybe we'll talk a little bit at 120 about some things the NFL might be doing to prevent the Dolphins from doing what they're doing. But first, let's talk about how our opponent got here.
Okay.
Because it's not exciting at all. Right? Ready?
Uh-huh.
Their GM is a guy named Chris Greer. Do you guys remember the hockey player Mike Greer, who at the time was like the only black hockey player in the league? Do you remember him?
Was he a Boston
Bruin? Yeah, he played for the Oilers.
And the Edmonton Oilers for years.
Oh, okay.
That's his brother. The Dolphins GM played hockey.
How about that? So he's in the wrong sport?
Yeah, maybe. So basically one thing that happened is Chris Greer, and I did not know this because the Dolphins and Texans just made this trade. Well, his dad works for the Texans. So his dad is like the assistant player, director of player personnel for the Texans. So when the Dolphins GM made that deal with the Texans, and the Dolphins got all those draft picks from the Texans for Laremy Tunsil, he was essentially kind of doing a deal with his dad. Now, I assumed he was doing a deal with a dog who was working the front office
desk.
Because they still don't have a GM in Houston.
I assumed it was made with a lame duck coach who didn't care what the future held.
Isn't that pretty wild, though, that his dad is the one that kind of made that trade happen?
It's like, Dad, you want to have a catch and make a trade?
Yeah. What do you think? I give you 2 ones. Yeah, you could give me Laremy Tunsil. Are you sure, Dad? I'm ripping you off right now. I don't keep up with the current team anymore.
I'm going to die at some point. You're going to be around for a while. Let's get your career going.
So Chris Greer has not been the GM of the Dolphins for 12 years, but he has been with them for a long time and helping them draft. So
they're
this is
a perpetually mediocre franchise.
This is where I want to go with this. In 2007, they had a top 10 pick, and they spent it on Ted Ginn Jr., the wide receiver.
Oh, man.
That was so average. He was top 10 pick.
He was the Tavon of his era.
Mm-hmm. 2008, they had the number one pick, Jake Long. Okay, it's fine.
Player.
Vontae Davis in 2009, there was a first-round pick. In 2010, they had a guy that didn't work, Jared Odrick. They had Mike Pouncey in 2011. Tannehill, and that'll set you back a little bit when your quarterback's not really good enough.
And then they brought in his Aggie coach to be the offensive coordinator.
Is that true? Yeah, Sherman. Yeah, absolutely. 2013, the number 3 pick in the draft, they took Deion Jordan, who is always suspended.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the linebacker?
Yes. I was thinking, so I was comparing all that and keep going. Juwan James, Devontae Parker, who might be okay. Still
Deion Jordan's
receiver.
Good, though.
He was, but he's suspended all the time, so he doesn't play. Juwan James, a tackle, they signed, fine. Devontae Parker hurt all the time, but he's got a chance to be good. Cowboys got to stop him this week. Laremy Tunsil. Charles Harris was one of the defensive ends drafted before Taco, and he has not done much at all. Two guys, Shippy. And then Minka, and then Christian Wilkins this year.
Dude,
you line that up to with what the Cowboys have done since 2010, drafting first-rounders, and you go, well, no wonder Miami's
But
not
here's
exciting.
here's the more shocking thing to me. Two guys, and now one's early, but you're confident, two guys that are absolute home runs, they traded.
Well, Minka.
And recent guys that you traded two of your top picks in the last 4 years to rebuild again, and those are guys that actually hit.
They didn't want to trade Minka, though. They did not want to trade him. And everyone's talking about the tank. Minka was basically forcing his way out by saying, I'm not playing strong
safety. The second that
think it was repairable.
Okay, the second that they traded Tunsil for picks, that entire room gave up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you remember the story, when they were talking about trading Tunsil for Clowney, all the news out of Miami was that nobody in the locker room wants that. Nobody in the locker room wants that. Okay, then we'll just trade him for picks.
Yeah.
Because, man, current players respect picks.
All right, but let's make this a little more fun
what a
now.
Joke.
The red band trailer, Shippy. I'm gonna ask you.
Why is it called that?
I don't want to know.
Because
actually,
it's like a trailer. It's all specific for those listening. Like you can't just go like see the actual trailer. Oh, just scan it. No, you got to be locked in.
And the band is red.
No, red band. That means it's X-rated. Shippy, play this audio clip right here to fire off my second nugget in the red band trailer.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the phones before we go to break. Erica in Jacksonville, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind? What do you think about this trade?
Oh, I love the trade. I think the guy is a very great guy. He's from Miami, where we are from. I just wanted to say I listen to you guys' show every day, and I want to say God bless you all, but it's very hurtful when I hear the things you all say about my son.
Mrs. Hearns?
This is Mrs. Hearns.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, Mrs. Hearns.
How are you?
How are you?
I am awesome.
Good. Tell us what you're thinking.
It'll never get old.
So lost in the sauce of a Cowboys 2-0 start.
Good.
The Dolphins tanking. Is that if you remember, guys, Allen Hearns signed with the Dolphins.
I'd forgotten.
Who's Mrs. Hearns?
And so far through two games, he's got two catches for 35 yards.
Woo! But how many targets?
Is he on your fantasy team?
He's not.
He's on mine.
He's not. But I just thought it's interesting that we have a reunion this weekend for Allen Hearns.
That'll be great.
Good to see him.
That's great. He was always very average. No offense, Mrs. Hearns.
Why didn't we keep him for six?
We shouldn't have done that. It would have been a bad idea. You guys want to play a little game show?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to play a game show. It's called, is this person older or younger, the number, older or younger than Ryan Fitzpatrick's current quarterback rating?
Oh, what a great game.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're not doing any geriatrics here.
I will tell you, I'll list a celebrity. We'll just go back and forth here.
Okay.
I'll list a celebrity, and you'll just say higher or lower their age. Higher or lower.
Can I?
Is it higher or lower than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Are you trying to steal?
No. What I wanted to do is, can Ben and I powwow on it? Because I think we might be able to determine the quarterback rating of Fitzpatrick by going through this exercise.
I won't tell you until it's over. So, yeah, sure.
Okay.
We'll start with Ben. Ben? Justin Timberlake, is his age higher or lower than Ryan Fitzpatrick's current quarterback rating?
Lower.
That's correct. 1 point for Ben.
Okay. Wait, so
he's probably, what, 42?
Wait, which one was so Timberlake's is lower?
Lower.
40. Okay. I think he's about 40.
That sounds about right.
38. Skin. Beyonce.
Beyonce is higher.
She is not. She is not. She is lower.
Okay.
She is younger than Ryan Fitzpatrick's current quarterback rating. Kevin Hart, Ben.
Kevin Hart is lower.
That's incorrect.
What?
Not lower.
He's higher, man.
Skin, your mom partied with Pitbull.
Pitbull's higher.
That's incorrect. His age is lower than Ryan Fitzpatrick's current quarterback rating.
So let me just say, I thought Pitbull was older than Kevin Hart, so I don't know what's happening right now.
All right.
Ben, Jason Momoa of the movie Aquaman.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to say that.
Remember,
so are you asking me to ask if he is.
Is his age higher or lower?
All right, his age is lower than Ryan Fitzpatrick's quarterback rating.
He's married to Lisa Bonet Ramsey.
Look at him.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because she's about our age.
Okay, he's older.
That's correct.
Yes.
And Ben was about to say lower.
Mm-hmm. That's why we need to powwow every
2-0, Ben. Over to Christina Aguilera.
She's Justin Timberlake's age, so
that's
lower.
That's correct.
Yeah, lower.
And that's correct, yes. So her age is lower than Ryan Fitzpatrick's current quarterback rating. You get the point of all this, guys?
So
yes. Ryan Fitzpatrick's
current quarterback rating.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. It's really low.
I think based
on NFL standards,
I think it's a 42.7.
I think it's 43.9.
You guys are both a little high there.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
41? 39.7.
You're closer. Ben a little higher there.
So 38.79.
Ben said 39.7.
I'm too low?
Don't yell at Ben.
It needs to be
low?
A little higher.
Oh, okay.
40.1.
It needs to be a little lower.
Ben?
39.5.
39.9. 39.9 is it.
Yes!
Ryan Fitzpatrick,
39.9. What do I win?
You get a pawpaw.
The complete
Timberlake
fun
is 38,
package.
Beyonce's 38. Kevin Hart, 40. Pitbull's 38.
Kevin Hart was that old. How is Kevin Hart doing? He in that bad
I haven't
car
heard, right? Man. And sources have been sketchy about that. You know, I've been tracking that story.
You guys, sources are sketching pictures of the car accident.
If y'all haven't watched it, y'all got to watch the Chappelle Sticks and Stones.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Kevin
so
Hart
good
thing in there.
It's great.
It's so good.
It's really good.
So good.
So there's a story that was out in The Athletic today, and they were interviewing a bunch of agents. And the reason I'm talking about this is because the Dolphins have 3 first-round picks.
Crazy rich agents.
And likely are going to have very high, good, okay. And I mean, it's okay. It's right up there with the list of taco puns everyone's been throwing out the last couple days. So basically, they asked these agents, who would you rather have? We're only doing this because the Dolphins are going to suck and have a high draft pick, all right? Who would you rather have? Tua? Justin Herbert? Or another specific, you know, 2020 prospect. 7 of the agents asked, and this is, he was number one on the list, would rather have Justin Herbert.
Really?
Over Tua. Now, the Tua guys all said, what's up with Herbert not wanting to come out last year? That's weird. Does he not believe in himself? That's
I just thought that was because of his
talking mess.
But not his brother played with him or something?
His reasoning was his brother was going to go play with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think everyone in the draft world was like, yeah, he just doesn't think he's ready. And going back is probably good for him, honestly.
God, my kids want to murder each other. That's pretty incredible. To forego being a playboy in the NFL to hang out with his brother.
The other agents, the field got seven, including Chase Young, who's probably going to be top five. He's the best edge rusher in the draft from Ohio State. Hmm. Now they asked all these agents, what's the position strength in the 2020 draft? The leading was defensive line and then wide receiver. Defensive line, wide receiver. And I thought, the Cowboys could use a defensive lineman, and they could use a wide receiver in next year's draft.
So trade with Absolutely. Miami?
No, don't trade for Miami. You don't have to do that. I mean, if you want to, you know, see what they have to give away, you can do something like that. I'm not trying to give away draft picks. They also asked these agents, though, they asked them about what NFL teams do you want your players, your clients, to go to, all right? The NFL team that you hope selects your player. First place was the Patriots. Second place was the Cowboys.
Wow.
One agent said, Dallas takes care of its players better than any organization. They'll go to bat for their players. Help connecting with the off-the-field money and marketing. Lots of teams have proud fan bases, but fan fervor translates to more dollars, and nobody does fervor like the Cowboys fan base.
All right, that's exactly right. If you're getting endorsement deals or other things like that, it's going to be easier. As we've said time and time again, for somebody who plays for the Cowboys,
yeah,
it makes sense that the agents would want that.
Now, third place in there was the Falcons and the Rams. Fourth place and a tie was the Chargers, Giants, Raiders, Seahawks, Steelers, and the Dolphins.
What?
The Dolphins were on that list.
Why?
Because they're going to have money to pay guys?
Now, this is what they also did a whole poll with these agents. NFL team you'd prefer doesn't select your player. It was the Bengals were number one.
Oh.
And here's what the agent said. They suck. It's hard to get in touch with the GM. Hard to know their rules. The family runs the front office. They have few scouts in the organization. They even forget requested sideline passes to games.
Oh, man. What
the
a
Dolphins
disaster.
Were in the top five.
So both ways?
Yeah, so both ways for the Dolphins. They also asked these agents, who's the number one front office a talent evaluator in the league? Number one was Chris Ballard of the Colts. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Number two was Bill Belichick of the Patriots. Tied for third was Howie Roseman of the Eagles, John Schneider of the Seahawks, and John Dorsey of the Browns. And then you got into this long list that included Chris Vaughn, Cowboys Southeast Area Scout.
What?
Also getting a vote at the bottom, Chris Hall, Assistant Director of College Scouting for the Cowboys.
Interesting.
So they got all this love. Now, they also said Will McClay got a little bit of love, too, on a list as well. Always got some honorable mention. But I thought that was interesting that a couple scouts, Chris Vaughn and Chris Hall, got a little bit of love.
If you can get known on that level, that's pretty impressive.
That made me go, well, if Will McClay did leave, would we be okay? Just the fact that they were in the pipeline was interesting to me. I don't have any more nuggets, guys. We're out of time.
Good job.
Big note of the game, real quick, though. Fitzpatrick's going to be hard to sack. He will throw the ball up. You have to tackle in the secondary. Jakeem Grant of Texas Tech is slippery. If Albert Wilson is healthy and they get the ball to him, he's slippery. And Devontae Parker. Like, the secondary is still going to have to make plays. Even though the Cowboys are going to win by 30, the secondary's got to make some plays because they're going to launch it. They can't run the ball.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Coming up next.
See you guys.
See you later. There he goes.
See
Kevin
tomorrow,
Turner,
bro.
Leaving Pluckers and Plano.
See
Lots of Tolos coming out still.